I went down to the Free Trade Area of America protests in 2003 as an observer and really a witness with a video camera, mostly just documenting dissent around free trade and globalization that was going on at that time in Miami. And it was already, police Chief Timoney has a reputation that was well known in the activist community as a somebody who had a hatred of protesters. He had a reputation of brutality. He coordinated a lot of the responses to the mass protests at the Republican National Convention when he was in Philadelphia. So that part was well known, and he's also kind of responsible for this criminalization of dissent mindset in the media, and helped to further that notion that, you know, dissent and protesters, or kind of equating protesters with terrorism. My experience there, you know, I was in the streets with several nonviolent protesters, and all of a sudden, riot cops surrounded us and opened fire with tear gas and rubber bullets. I got shot in the leg with a rubber bullet. Many other people had, much more heinous injuries. A lot of people from labor unions and environmental groups and indigenous activists were all caught up in the melee down there. And then afterwards, on the news, in fact, that very evening, Police Chief Timoney said, "Hey, these guys were shooting tear gas at us, and I inhaled a bunch of tear gas myself." He totally, spun the situation around that the tear gas was being launched by the demonstrators. And so I think that's pretty indicative of what John Timoney was all about down there.
And so you had a lawsuit against the city. Tell us what that lawsuit was for and what happened.
I was a plaintiff in a suit with a class action suit with several other people. Some people who were falsely arrested, many others who were beaten and shot with rubber bullets. And it wasn't just against the Miami Police Department, Miami-Dade, and all the other law enforcement organizations that were participating in the FTAA security. Actually, the case went to we settled out of court, and they made us an offer, and so we settled. The city of Miami and several other agencies settled for a large sum of money that was distributed to us. So we won.
And so why would they settle? What kind of wrongdoing did you accuse them of?
Basically violating our First Amendment rights. They, violently firing rubber bullets at people who were just standing in the street. Most people were obeying police orders. Most people were, the vast majority of protesters in Miami were cooperative with the police and had no beef with the police. In fact, the presence of the protesters in Miami had nothing to do with the police. It was about making a statement of the direction of the free trade of the Americas and what free trade was really doing in the third world. And so the reaction of the police there was, totally insane as far as I was concerned. And a lot of people ended up going to the hospital, getting hurt, and lawsuits were flying as a direct result of that, including mine. So we were just trying to send a message out there, and I think that the city and the police departments involved had insurance for just such an occasion. Timoney is really responsible for, what your listeners can Google as the Miami model, the police enforcement model when it comes to dealing with mass protests. And they have this ridiculous notion of crowd control where they just storm in and start firing rubber bullets and tear gas at people to try and defuse situations that they deem to be dangerous. And really, they create the most dangerous situation possible with that kind of mentality.